gloire dérisoire. Dans sa gloire dérisoire, moi je rappelle à ses yeux. Il contemple l'orage
devastated. I was without a job, without a salary. I was trying to get unemployment, and I was told it first kicks in after a few weeks. And I was busy looking for another job, and I also have a heart condition. And I told him I have a heart condition. I said, here, take a few dollars. I'm sorry this happened to you. Just leave me alone. I'm not the person who deposited those checks.
Myself, April, Tammy, and Brad.
Welcome to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. You've just heard a track from The Books called Enjoy Your Worries, You May Never Have Them Again. And that's the opening track from their first album, Thoughtful Food. In today's program, we're going to be hearing the third album from The Books, Lost and Safe. I'm Peter Searles. The Books is a duo. The members are Nick Zamuto and Paul DeJong. They formed in the year 2000 in New York. And they had four full-length albums. The first three were released through a German record label, Tomlab, and the fourth one through Temporary Residence. And they disbanded in 2012. that was A Little Longing Goes Away, the first track from the books Lost and Safe, which we're featuring on today's Art Sound Recorded Music Society. On Lost and Safe, both members, Paul DeJong and Nick Zamuto, are credited the same as contributing music, mastering, mixing, and recording. But really there are two elements to their sound. There are samples, and then there are the acoustic elements, which are cello from Paul DeJong and guitar and banjo from Nick Zamuto. They have a sound that is hard to categorize. Zamuto describes it as collage music, and that's probably the best understanding of it, because it's really made up of all sorts of found sounds that the two are fond of collecting. And they seem to come from a very diverse range of sources and often sound quite unlikely. I've listened to the books for many years and I always have a sense of skepticism that these samples are even real and not just recorded and aged. As Paul DeJong says, the voices, the sounds we use, they are from another time, perhaps several decades ago. Taken out of context, those words take on a completely new meaning, one that more directly involves the listener. And now let's hear track two from Lost and Safe, Be Good to Them Always.
Here we are. Here we are. We are anticipating. There it is. There it is. That's the picture. You see it for yourself. There it is. It's a man. There it is. With
modern town hardly knows silence. something that the whole world is doing.
You know, I simply cannot understand people.
Oh, how sadly we mortals are deceived by our own imagination.
This is not real life. This is for us having a toy television.
Culture is no better than its woods.
A feeling of being connected with the past.
Look at it this way. You may fall and break your leg.
And so, one leg is shorter than the other. Can nothing more be done?
Lost and Safe was the first time that the Books employed more conventional song structures in their music. The band members said that this was so the material would lend itself more to live performance. And it was after this album that they toured for the first time. As well as the collage of samples, we have passages of Zammuto singing. He's either singing his own lyrics or quite often just mimicking the samples and matching the cadence of the words from the samples. And there's really no sense of hierarchy between the two. The samples and the vocals that Zammuto is providing are given equal weight and presented together on the album sheet as the complete lyrics of the songs as well. Because of the incorporation of traditional song structures, that's why Lost and Safe is considered to be their most accessible album.
Keeping your eyes gently closed. Close your eyes tightly.
It will rain. It will rain.
Kedah sit kunat radio wakon nat radio. Biotreya kunat damasi.
And after having what she described as her most thrilling experience, she climbed down from the tree next day a queen.
Still wild in
That track is called Vok Dig for Klopovok, a very difficult to say track title. One of the samples is a reading of Lewis Carroll's poem Jabberwocky from his 1871 novel Through the Looking Glass. And the lyrics as well play with nonsense words from Jabberwocky. And the word from the title Klopovok is actually a Danish translation of Jabberwocky. So as I was saying before, the instrumentation that the books use is a mixture of their samples and the acoustic elements of cello, guitar and banjo, but all are recorded and then sliced up into pieces and arranged on a laptop. And all the albums from the books were made from Nick Samuto's bedroom. In the percussion is where they're perhaps most experimental in their approach, because they choose not to use drums. Samuto is quoted as saying that the drums completely obliterate the way you can use the high end as an expressive thing in music. It opens things up when you remove the drums. There's so much more air and space. Instead of drums, the duo experiment a lot with the percussion elements of the music. On Lost and Safe, some of the percussion sounds that you'll be hearing are from children's toys, from a bounced baseball, and from an old filing cabinet with a subwoofer inside it. The next track is called Smells Like Content.
Balance. Repetition. Composition. Mirrors.
Most of all, the world is a place where parts of holes are described within an overarching paradigm of clarity and accuracy. The context of which makes possible an underlying sense of the way it all fits together, despite our collective tendency not to conceive of it as such. But then again, the world without end is a place where souls are combined, an overbearing feeling of disparity, disorderliness. To ignore it is impossible without getting oneself in all kinds of trouble, despite one's best intentions not to get entangled with it so much. Meanwhile, statues are bleeding green, and others are saying things much better than we ever could, as the quiet suddenly verbose, and the hell is heralding the size of nickels, and the street corners are gnashing together like the gears inside of the head of some omniscient engineer, and downward flows the garnered wisdom that has never died. Possibilities, contingencies, but with ever-increasing faith, we decided to go ahead and just ignore them, despite tremendous pressure to capitulate faith. So instead, we went ahead to fabricate a catalog of unstable elements. awareness of the infinite connectivity of the center of the sun, and therein lies the garnered wisdom that has never died.
Expectation leads to disappointment. If you don't expect something big, huge, and exciting, you usually
The way the books use samples is, of course, a bit different to what is generally used in other genres like hip-hop, because they're not just taking fragments of the sample and using it as a hook. They're actually playing extended sections of spoken word recordings. They're looking for the rhythm and in the cadence in the language and using that as the driving force for the tracks. And you can definitely hear that in the next track, which is called It Never Changes to Stop.
Stop when he wanted to, but he can stop, you know, when he wants to stop. And I don't think that he ever really believed that he couldn't stop. I really believe that. I think that he really felt that he could stop whenever he wanted to.
Of course.
That it is understandable that the American people cannot possibly understand.
Another quote from Paul DeJong: "We try to steer away from labels altogether. We are more interested in the strangeness of the human voice, the quirks of language and literary meaning, and the beauty of historical recordings. The next track, Venice, is almost entirely made up of one sample, which the books found on an old record of obscure opera recordings from 1966, and this was the bonus track on that record, in which an American reporter describes a painting and performance art piece by Salvador Dali taking place in Venice.
Maestro, as you paint this picture, would you tell me what's going on in your mind?
Now, the cross, the mystical vertical cross.
Out of black paint, a cross that comes down from the top left-hand side of the canvas is just thrown a bunch of gold paint, which has not only hit me in the face, but has gone across the canvas to the applause of the crowd below. Now some black paint.
This is the head. This is the head. This is the head of the black head.
Canvas and the photographers are covered with paint. I might add, it's black paint and gold paint on a white canvas. That was a big slash of paint.
What is this?
He got even with the photographers who have been covering the canvas, and opens the canvas, and out comes 12 pigeons. 12 homing pigeons have just flown out of the canvas. Maestro, what are you doing? You call this painting
the Lion de Saint Marc.
The Lion of Saint Marc.
Homage to Venice.
Homage to Venice, the home. Lion of St. Mark.
After Venice, we heard None But Shining Hours, another track from the books Lost and Safe. When it comes to meaning, The books are hesitant to try to explain or to make personal statements about what they're trying to say in their music. A quote from Nick Zamuto is that they try to remove the ego from the writing process. And De Jong says, we evoke memories, we look for forgotten sounds and recontextualize them. So it's up to the listener really to make sense of the assemblage of sounds. One of the meaning that I often find myself taking from the music is one of New Age spiritualism. A lot of their lyrics, I think, suggest that for me. Things like, you are something that the whole world is doing. Our minds are empty. We know to seek success is utter nonsense. The best is to be blank. And in the follow-up album to Lost and Safe, the books did sample a lot of self-help and hypnotherapy cassettes. And you really felt that New Age theme coming through even stronger. So now let's hear a couple more tracks from the album. This next one is If Not Now, Whenever.
Can we talk some more?
I don't know.
You don't either.
Rise strong.
We've just listened to An Owl with Knees, another track from the books Lost and Safe, and I really feel that in that track you can hear what De Jong means when he says that he sees this as the band's most optimistic record, their gospel record. The album was received positively by critics and by fans, as were their two previous albums, and it was named the best album of 2005 by The Wire magazine. I find that all the elements, the samples, the instrumentation, and the songs, the singing from the vocals from Zamuto, they come together on this album better than anywhere else on the book's music, and they come together to form quite an organic and a subtle sound. So they're technical compositions, but in the end, there's always coming through a strong emotional element and a human element, which is upheld as the most important part. So here's the last track on the album. It's called 12 Fold Chain. I'm Peter Searles, and you've been listening to The Books Lost and Safe on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society.
This is the birth that everyone is always talking about, the one assumed but not remembered. But death does not forget. The end will remind it to cure it. Thank you.
The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard Saturdays at noon and Wednesdays at 4 here on Art Sound FM.
Poetry on the Radio, a half-hour program of poetry readings, features, and news from around the ACT. Half an hour following Art Sound Radio Theater, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. and Mondays at 10:30 p.m. This week, Melinda Smith.
Art Sound FM, your music and arts companion. Thank you.